Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Free Fall by Kristen Heitzman, narrated by Christine McMurdo Wallace.
Chapter 1. The blow came like the torrent below, hard and swift and unexpected. Framed by jungle foliage, a face, the thrust of an arm. Her spine arched. She screamed, jerked and pinwheeled, then splashed in and went under. Swept up in fluid momentum, her head broke the surface. A shout bounced off the canyon wall. She couldn't turn to place it, couldn't catch the words. Another shout, drowned by an ominous roar. Realizing the danger, she kicked against the rabid current, but it surged, tipped, and flung her down, down to the pounding base. It drove her into the pool, tumbling and crushing, exploding in percussive blasts like war around her. She hit something hard. Pain seared her head. Her limbs slackened. Darkness. Ears popping, lungs bursting, she woke with a single thought. Fight. She pulled and kicked, broke free of the tumultuous churn, and propelled herself to the surface, sucking air and choking. The hungry current dragged her from the pool into the rocky channel. She kicked and ducked, not thinking, just guarding herself as she rushed along until the cataract broadened and slowed. Ahead, she glimpsed a promontory of dark rocks gilded with moss. She pushed toward them, grasped and slipped off the first, but caught hold of the next. She choked, then settled enough to draw air in through her nose, out through her mouth. The fire in her chest subsided. Head throbbing, she leaned against the rock and dragged her thick-tread hiking shoes onto the promontory 1 foot at a time. A haze of gnats wafted by her face, drifting over the water. Her vision blurred and cleared as she clung there in the pooling edge of the river. A brown bird called raucously. Ferns, broad-leafed trees, crescent-leafed trees, vines and bushes surrounded her. Something cut into her chest. She reached up and felt the stiff nylon straps of a hydration pack. Hardly thinking, she took hold of the mouthpiece at the end of the water bladder's hose, bit the release, and drew in warm, then icy water. But as she drank, panic gripped her throat. Where was she? And what was she doing there? As best he could tell, the waterfall had thrown him back into a sunken lava cave. The roar of the falls resounded inside the walls as he pulled himself over the lip and onto a ledge, using only his arms.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?